This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden drew on his own experiences with grief and loss to comfort families affected by the Florida condo collapse. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
President Biden received a briefing, met with first responders, and listened to grieving, anxious families in Surfside.
They know that the chances are, as each day goes by, diminished slightly. But at a minimum, they want to recover the bodies.
He hugged a little girl who presumably lost her parents and with the First Lady placed flowers at a memorial wall. County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava says even though most of the missing haven't been recovered, they're making plans to demolish the remains of the structure.
To best manage the demolition in order to safeguard the integrity of the existing debris field.
The search effort, which had been paused, did resume in the afternoon, but experts keep monitoring the debris for signs of a potential collapse. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Donald Trump's company and its longtime finance chief were charged Thursday in what prosecutors called a sweeping and audacious tax fraud scheme. We get more from AP's Mike Gracia.
The Manhattan District Attorney's Office unveiled charges against former President Donald Trump's company Thursday, charging the Trump Organization and its finance chief in what prosecutor Carrie Dunn termed a sweeping and audacious tax fraud scheme. According to prosecutors, Chief Financial Officer Alan Weisselberg allegedly received more than $1.7 million in off-the-books compensation that included apartment rent, car payments, and school tuition. The Trump Organization and CFO Weisselberg pleaded not guilty. Former President Donald Trump was not charged at this stage of the investigation. I'm Mike Gracia.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Thursday named Republican Representative Liz Cheney and seven Democrats to a new select committee to investigate the violent January 6th insurrection at the Capitol. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
Mississippi Democrat Benny Thompson will lead the committee.
We have to get to the bottom of finding out all the things that went wrong on January 6th.
There is one Republican on this committee.
Congresswoman Liz Cheney.
Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy threatened to strip Republicans of committee assignments if they accepted an appointment to this committee.
I was shocked that she would accept something from Speaker Pelosi. It would seem to me, as since I didn't hear from her, maybe she's closer to her than us. I don't know.
Cheney has directly blamed former President Trump for the riot, saying he summoned the mob, assembled the mob, and lit the flame of this attack. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A court in Myanmar on Thursday extended the pretrial detention of Danny Fenster, a U.S. journalist employed by an online news magazine in the military-led Southeast Asian nation. Fenster was arrested on an incitement charge that carries a penalty of up to 3 years imprisonment. He is the managing editor of Frontier Myanmar and was detained at Yangon International Airport on May 24th as he was trying to board a flight to go to the Detroit area to see his family. Brian Fenster is Danny's brother.
It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. He was not working there. He has not committed any crime. He has followed Myanmar law and has adhered to all the customs and codes of the country.
Fenster's lawyer said the 37-year-old journalist was in good health but appeared to have lost some weight at Thursday's hearing. He asked that his wife send him medicine and food. Two consular officials from the U.S. Embassy also attended the hearing. The next hearing is scheduled for July 15th. Police fired tear gas at protesters in Istanbul demonstrating against Turkey's controversial exit on Thursday from a treaty combating femicide and domestic abuse. Though President Recep Tayyip Erdogan insisted it will not be a step backwards for women. Erdogan ended the country's participation in the Council of Europe's Istanbul Convention through a surprise overnight decree in March, prompting condemnation from women's rights groups and Western countries. A court appeal to stop the withdrawal was rejected this week. The leader announced his action plan for combating violence against women Thursday. Women, LGBT groups, and allies have been protesting the decision. You can find more on our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.